children's moment, I told you something about Advent, and I said that it's about hope and joy and love and peace. But that's not all. Those are not the only four things that we need to remember at this time of year, because there are four other things Advent is all about: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Those are pretty serious topics. And that's not like the Advent we tend to observe here in modern America, because we like to think of Advent as being pre-Christmas. But it's not. It is a season of the church in which we need to prepare ourselves, not just for Christmas Day, but for the work that God is doing in the world. Now, I could make this a very brief sermon and tell you, you are all doomed. Every single one of you, and me too, we're all doomed. Not a really happy or uplifting message, but it's the truth. And as Christians, we know that history unfolds in a progression, and we are moving towards the eschaton. We're going to talk about church terms, it's eschatology. We are looking at the end of the world and what feeds into that. Now, the eschaton is not just something that is the focus of the church. The eschaton plays a real role in our secular world. You can just think about the occasional reports we read from scientists about asteroids that are hurtling towards the Earth, and one of them will, sooner or later, strike our planet, and one of those took out the dinosaurs millions of years ago, and one of them will take out whatever is living on this planet. We, of course, don't have to wait for that to happen, because we found ways to bring on the eschaton ourselves. If we want, we can do it with nuclear weaponry, or we can do it through climate change. And I know that young people in particular have been focusing on this issue, and Greta Thunberg has become something of a public figure, but it's going to happen. Something is going to happen with the climate. Something is going to happen to the Earth. If we don't want to wait for nuclear weapons or climate change or asteroids, we can always just rely on our technology. And that could bring about the demise of the human race. These are all secular themes. And people talk about them. And some people think about them too much. But it's something in humanity that we have looked forward to our impending doom. At the same time, we are looking forward to some deliverance. And we know that God is going to deliver the world. And God cares about the world so much, he came to us in the person of Jesus. But some bad things happen along the way. And we, as people of faith, know that we're not alone in dealing with life's challenges, or the things that may bring us low. We know that we have the strength of God with us, with the Spirit and with one another here in the church, which is part of God's plan to bring us forward. Now, we don't like to talk about judgment that much in the mainline church. Judgment is one of those words that has been sort of caricature. And you can just imagine some person waving their finger at you and saying, that's what you should be doing, and that's how you should behave. With the unwritten coda, you should act like me. Now, of course, it's not just evangelicals who say that. We do it too. We're just as guilty. But the fact is, we are going to be judged. Each and every one of us. Now, I don't believe that God is going to bring about the destruction of the world because of something we did when we were 5 years old. But judgment is part of life. But we need to remember the judgment that comes from God in Jesus ends with mercy. And judgment without mercy is not something of God. And that's not something we should look forward to, because then that judgment becomes vindictiveness. So, as we think about these Advent themes and the desire for us to push off thinking about these unpleasant matters, we can acknowledge that none of us really likes to think about death. Sure, we may get older and we start obsessing about things that might happen to us, but actually thinking about our own mortality, that the world will continue on after we have passed on, is something that we as grown-ups don't like to do, and it's something that we as kids don't even imagine happening. And we work pretty hard to protect our kids, our young people, from those things that can happen. And that is one of the blessings of living in a modern society, where we can provide all sorts of protections, we can take cautions, and I'm happy that we'll continue to do that. But there is this recognition that life is fleeting, that life can be short, that death will intrude upon our routines, that we cannot hide from. We cannot hide from that. And it may be because we've seen a grandparent die, or a parent, or a friend, and we wonder, where is the justice in all of this? Why is that happening? Instead, we should be focusing on the justice that God can be bringing us. And in the future, we anticipate a world that is remade along the contours of the kingdom. And we know that that will be a world in which justice is delivered, and that the oppressed and the poor and the people on the edges of society are heard and given a fair shot at life, and that we will be working to care for them, just as we hope that people will be working to care for us. Now, I know this doesn't necessarily sound like a Christmas sermon, but you're going to have to wait until Christmas for those to come. This season of Advent will run through the month of December, and it has its themes. As I mentioned, death, judgment, heaven, and hell, although those aren't necessarily reflected in the lectionary, because those are going to turn into pre-Christmas sermons based on the reading. But we are people who are loved by God. We are people who are claimed by God. And we are all people who are created by God. And that is a blessing. And that's a truth that each of us should be able to hug, and that we should be able to take into our hearts. So this time may not well seem like the happiest of times as we're dealing with the coronavirus. Some hiccups in the economy, and the people still getting frustrated with politics. But this isn't the only time in history when people have dealt with these issues. And the Christians who came right after Jesus had to face the fact that Jesus, whose return they anticipated occurring very, very soon, if not right now, had to make sense of that world. They believed that Jesus' promises that were made through Scripture were going to be kept. But they didn't know the time. And so there's this odd tension between the message of the Advent season, when we keep telling people to be at work, be awake, and stay alert, and the fact that we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. Frankly, that's none of our business. That's God's business. And if we look at the unfolding of history, we know that God is working towards the eschaton, to the end of things. And we know that God is going to take care of everything. Frankly, we can sit back and kick up our feet, secure in the knowledge that God is in charge. Now, I'm not saying that we should do that, because there are things we can do to show our thanks to God. Care of one another and of our neighbors, and we can be good people, and the church can be organized to care for those folks who need help and assistance. But that's a lot better than sitting around and worrying. So my hope is that you will not spend much time thinking about how the world could end. It will. And maybe we'll have to wait for the big crunch. I don't know if you're familiar with all that, but it's what's going to happen at the end of the expansion of the universe, the result of the Big Bang. And see it, but I want to know, and I believe I can count, that God will be with me this day and all of the days of my life, and that God's kingdom can come to earth, and we can help pave the way. Would you please join me in the spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for everybody here. We thank you for this season of preparation. We thank you for the great gift that is coming, the gift of Jesus, in whose name we pray.